Radioimmunotherapy combines medication with radiation. The targeted treatment is delivered by antibodies that bind to tumor proteins. Racine resident Nancy Lois had the procedure after chemotherapy failed to put her non-Hodgkin lymphoma in remission. She and others are trying to educate the public about the disease and its treatment in an effort to prevent government cutbacks on coverage.
Not very many people know about it. Not a lot of people don't even know it's a cancer. And here is a drug that is saving people's lives, and it might be discontinued or not made available to certain people.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services disputes the contention hospitals will stop offering the therapy if government pays less. Herb Kuhn is deputy administrator of the agency. He says the new reimbursement rate was determined by using previous hospital claims. Those bills sent to the government varied greatly.
And so for some hospitals that were charging us a lot more for the procedure, they may see their payment rate come down. But on the current average payment of what we make for everybody across the country, it really is actually going up.
Advocates for those with lymphoma argue that some of those hospital claims were incorrectly coded, so represented other drugs or procedures. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.